Okay. Good evening, everyone. I want to continue in the topic of tikkun mana, of fixing kalim, fixing them, improving them, etc. And so what I want to first discuss is the old topic of winding a watch, a regular watch, or at least what was once upon a time a regular type of watch that you need to wind manually. It then lasts then for a day or a couple of days, whatever it is, and then it eventually runs itself out and needs to be rewound, that old style watch. So this is something Poskim has spoken about for many years already, because they've been around. Watches and clocks of this type have been around for a long time. And the Poskim are very hesitant to allow it on Shabbos. The Chayyadim says very likely to be an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Torah, especially if it has stopped already. If it has already stopped, it's not running. So then to wind it in order to renew its strength, its energy, its capacity to function and do its job and tell the time is a definitely possible to be an Isser Torah of Makav HaPatish, and therefore that definitely should not be done. And even while it's running, even while the watch is still running, it is still very possibly, very likely to be an Isser, maybe still even an Isser Deraisa, but in any case, an Isser. So the Mishnah Berurah brings us down in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, and he says not to do it. He says, if there's a Tzorech of a Chole, then you could have a goy. Well, he says two things. He says if it's a tzorech l'chola, and if it's still running, he says you could be mekel. If it's a chola who needs it to know the time, maybe he has to know when to take his medication or whatever it is, or he has to keep track of something or other. So if it's a tzorech l'chola, he says as long as it's still running, you could be mekel to wind it. And if it stopped and the chola needs it, then you could be mekel through a goy. Now, I don't think that's so practical nowadays anyway, because even if you still have a watch like this, but you probably have numerous other time pieces, digital electric time pieces, whether it's a clock or if you're in other rooms, if you're in your kitchen, you probably have many of them on your stove and microwaves and all sorts of things. The idea of a chola needing a watch to be wound is not so nogea. But whatever it is, what we're bringing out is the idea that winding it is a shaila of an issur gamur and should not be done, as I said, whether it's running and certainly when it's not running. Now, that does not include watches which are self-winding. The self-winding watches that you, by wearing it, it just it winds by the movement of your arm, it winds, or it absorbs the sunlight and that keeps it going. That's okay to wear as long as it's going. As long as it's going, you could put it on and walk around with it, even though by moving, you're keeping it going, but that is not considered to be an issue. You're just moving naturally anyway. Yeah, you shouldn't intentionally shake your arm to wind it, but just moving naturally and the mail it gets wound is okay. When it's actually stopped already, you shouldn't even do that, because to pick it up then and start moving with it, you're putting back the life back into it, that you shouldn't do. But as long as it's moving, you're allowed to wear it. And Poskim also point out that of a watch that has buttons that theoretically you could press for to tell the time, I mean, to tell the date or the alarm or whatever. Obviously, you can't press any of those on Shabbos, but you're allowed to wear the watch, and you don't have to worry about the fact that they're exposed. And it's not like a stovetop, which if you have a pot on it, there are all sorts of halachas about whether or not you're allowed to do that without putting up a hecker, that putting up some sort of a reminder not to stoke it. But there's no gzeira like that on a watch. Now, of course, if a person knows that he tends to forget, and when he wears a watch on Shabbos, he tends to touch the buttons, maybe press the light or whatever, then of course he shouldn't do it. And that's just plain seichel. We don't need Chazal to make a gzeira and say that if you know that when you walk by a light switch on Shabbos, you you automatically turn it on or off. So don't walk by the light switch on Shabbos or cover it before Shabbos with a plate. We don't need a Gzeres Chazal for that. That's just simple common sense of, and you're a Shemayim of a person taking care of his own, his own personal situation. But we're talking about a person who's not afraid of moving the, you know, any of the buttons. So then it's okay to do it. Now, while we're at watches, I do want to mention that there's another shaila about wearing a watch outdoors in the street if you're in a place where there is no Erev or a place where you don't rely on the Erev and if you don't carry on Shabbos. So wearing a watch is a shaila in Poskim that there are definitely Poskim that say that wearing a watch is considered carrying because it's not a malbush, not derech malbush. Everyone agrees if you would just take a string and string a timepiece through it and put it or tie it around your wrist or tie it around your neck, that's for sure usher. That's for sure usher. And that's for sure carrying, meaning, you know, us to do that outside in the street where there's no Erev, because that's carrying. You can't just tie something onto a string and tie it, you know, and then and wear it like a bracelet or something when it's not. So it's not a malbush. And assuming it's not a tachshit, assuming it's not a jewelry that you would wear when it's stopped. It's not something so, so pretty or attractive, or it's just simply you wear it because it's practical to tell the time. But so then it doesn't have the heter of a malbush of a garment or the heter of a tachshit. And that's what many say, and therefore it's considered carrying. Rav Moshe Zatzal and some other Gedolei Poskim differ with this, and they view this, that this is considered derech malbush, not a pocket watch, and as I said, not a watch around your neck, but a watch on your wrist, which is worn so frequently. It's worn, you know, 6 days a week. You wear it all the time. Anyway, so it becomes derech malbush, and therefore Rav Moshe says you're allowed to wear it. He does recommend that it's best to avoid it because people may not know to distinguish between that and a pocket watch. And they might come think if that's okay, a pocket watch is okay. Just parenthetically, somebody was a rabbi in Chicago who told me that when he was a teenager, it's going back quite some years, so Rav Moshe Zatzal was in Chicago one occasion. He had mishpacha in Chicago, and he used to visit there from time to time. So he was once he was visiting in Chicago. So this rav who was then I think a 16-year-old went over to Rav Moshe to ask him about the shuva. People make a mistake and use a pocket watch. He says, but does that still apply? Nobody uses a pocket watch anymore. So Rav Moshe, this is during the week, Rav Moshe puts his hand in his pocket and pulls out a watch on a chain and says, really? Nobody has a pocket watch? And then, okay. Now you might say, okay, that was 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Now nobody has a pocket watch. I don't know if people do or don't. Rav Moshe has been a din, it's mutter, but even he advises not wearing it, and there are plenty of poskim that say it's not mutter min adin. And nowadays, I'm not even getting into all sorts of other devices that people wear around their wrist for timing, how many, whatever it is, their heartbeat, or I don't mean for medical reasons, but timing, whatever, how fast they walk, how slow they walk, how many times they think about a Dvar Torah on their walk. You know, I'm not talking about all these devices. A simple watch, it's a shayla if it's mutter to wear it outside, and is definitely welcome to be machmer. Now, okay, getting back to the winding aspect, the artikan mana. So what about other things that are wound up? No, not people. People should try not to be wound up a whole week. But let's say a wind-up toy, which your child or grandchild or might have. Could you use a wind-up toy on Shabbos? So there is a svara lechalek, which Shlomo Zalman suggests, and others that a wind-up toy is different because a watch, the idea is you wind it, and really, theoretically, it should last forever. You want it to last forever. It's just they had at some point had not yet developed a mechanism that keeps it running forever. Now, we do have that with, you know, little batteries and whatnot. But at some point, the standard watch had to be redone every day or a couple of days simply because it couldn't hold its wind. But it was designed, when you wind it, it's designed to stay and to be used that way. And it's just sort of like broken when it's not wound up. Whereas a toy, it's not that way. You wind it up and it lasts for 20 seconds, and the little car or the little person walks or moves for 20 seconds. And and then you'd wind it again. That's the way you play with it. It's not meant that, oh, I wound it, oh, shucks, after 20 seconds it stopped. That's half the thrill, that the child gets to wind it. He says, I want to do it. Now the child winds it, and it walks or talks or moves. So that's the way to play with it. It's not a broken thing when it's not wound up. It's such a svara. However, that having been said, other from the Gedolei HaPoskim, Rav Eliashiv and Rav Moshe, at least Rav Moshe is quoted in the Sefer in Hilchos Muksa put out by Rabbi Pinchas Badner 40 years ago or so, 40 plus years ago, quotes Rav Moshe that it is usser, that it's the same isser as winding a watch. Rav Moshe did not see any distinction between a wind-up toy and a wind-up watch or any other wind-up device. He didn't see any distinction and said that they're all usser to use, that would include a swing as well. And Rav Eliashiv also quoted in a sefer called Shalma Yehuda, said it's usher to use these wind-up devices. Now, they both say, though, they're not muksa, the wind-up toys are not muksa. I think Rav Eliashiv says it's far because you could use it without winding it. It's not broken when it's not wound up. It could be used as a stomp to play with. And Rav Moshe has this as far as that anything that's meant for a child who's young enough that he's allowed to do it, you wouldn't have to stop him. So Memela, it's not muksa because it's meant for him and he's allowed to use it. So they both say it's not muksa, but an adult or anybody, even a child, an older child, would not be allowed to wind it. And that is the practice one should follow. A wind-up swing is also not muksa. I mean, you could put your child in it and swing him without winding it. Anyway, I don't know how many wind-up swings they have now anymore. They probably have just electric ones or whatever it is. But as I'm saying, a number of Gedolei HaPoskim say that wind-up items, even besides a watch, should not be wound on Shabbos. It should not be wound. They could be used without winding, but they should not be wound up on Shabbos. Okay, that winds it up for tonight. I'm sorry I had to say that. And as a chef, we'll continue next time. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.